halacha. This is talking about the laws of prayer in the section Kuftes 109. It talks about din eich yisnaig hayochid lekaven b'tfilosei matzibur. This is the law how an individual should conduct himself to direct his prayer, to conduct his prayer together with the community. Meaning, we're talking about somebody walks into the shul, they're already middle of the prayer. We have five subsections. Subsection one, number one. Hanichnas lebeis haknesis, one who enters into the shul, umotzo tzibur mispalalim yudches shel mincha, and he sees that there is a minyan, there's the tzibur, they're davening the amida, the yudches, but they're doing it of mincha. Ve'ein hashoh oiveres adayim, and the time will not pass, which means if he waits till after they finish, he can still, you know, do his prayer before the time for mincha will pass. So there's still plenty of time. So we say like this: Im yochel lahaschil yudches v'lo ligmar ad shelo yagia hashatz likidusham. If he is able to start the amida, his own amida, and to finish before the shliach tzibur will come to kedusha, so which means the problem is they're davening already. If he starts davening now, there might be a problem that he won't be able to listen to the kedusha and to respond to it because he'll be in the middle of his amida. So he's saying to you, if you figure that you can finish your whole entire davening and still be able to finish so that you can answer kedusha before the shliach kedusha, yispalel, then you should pray. But the imlav, if not al yispalel, don't daven ad shiyane omen achar akel hakodesh, until you first wait, answer the omen, which is after akel hakodesh, the bracha that follows the kedusha. Shomen ze choshev kedusha, that kedusha, that omen of akel hakodesh is also considered like kedusha. Ve'im. Okay, so basically he's saying you need to be able to answer kedusha that the shliach tzibur says. So if you know that you can finish your amida, so go ahead and you can daven. But if not, wait till kedusha and okay, kodesh of kedusha the amen, and only afterwards you would start to daven. Im shama kvar kedusha. However, if he already heard from another minyan kedusha, like this was another minyan, so he already heard kedusha, or he knows that you're gonna hear later on kedusha, ain't tzorich lahamtin, then you don't have to wait, because the idea is that you have to hear kedusha, but in this case you're gonna hear kedusha later, so there's no point in having you hear kedusha now. There's no point in having you hear kedusha.
Started in Yamida, you can say amen to the
Kedusha. Okay? Everything. We're talking about by Mincha over here. It's different by Shacharit. Over there we have different places you can't interrupt before. We're talking about right now, that's what we're talking about by Mincha, because by Shacharit we'd have to have other, depending if it's before Amida, it cannot be Mafsik anyways. So some things it could, but that has a different rule. We'll see. If you come in and you see that they're davening arvis, so im yochel haschil v'ligmoir ad sheyegia shatz lekadosh, if you can start and finish before the shliach tzibur comes to the kaddish he does after ma'ariv, the kaddish is kabul. So we say shelachar yudches. So that you can answer Yehelman Yeheshmei Rabo Adarichin is bar b'simen nunvov, as explained in Simen Nunvov in Siv Dalet. So afilu im lo yuchalanis omen Yeheshmei Rabo k'mo shekosuv shom. So even without the omen, you can only, if you can say Yeheshmei Rabo, you will get to that point. Yispalo, then you should daven. V'im lav al yispalel, even though you already heard Kaddish in the evening, the Kaddish has no limit. As many Kaddishim, you should always answer, you should always hear. So if you're in the shul, the minyan is davening Maariv. If you're going to start davening your Maariv now, you're not going to be able to answer the Kaddish from the Shliach Tzibur. Don't start davening. First answer Kaddish and then you daven. Then otherwise don't daven. Even though you heard Kaddish, which is different. If you heard Kedusha, then you wouldn't have to wait. But if you heard Kaddish, you still have to wait. Because there's no end, no limit to the Kaddish. Yet, HaKadeshim Shemin Oleinu Ve'elach, those Kaddish that go from Oleinu, which the Mourner's Kaddish and the Rabbanan Kaddish, Bein B'Shachar Bein B'Erev, whether it's in the evening or in the morning, Kivo She'enon Ela Minhag, since they're just a custom, Efsher She'en Tzorich Lahamtin Alein, so possibly that you don't have to wait for them. So you can go. It's interesting, he uses the lotion Efsher, that possibly. But if the people are Poyris al Shema, as we learned before, that they are doing out loud, one person is doing out loud the Shema because they had without, they didn't have a minion before. And Vuhu loy Shema Adayin Baruchu, and he hasn't heard yet Baruchu. So Tzorich Lahamtin Bishvil Baruchu. Then he would still have to wait in order to say Baruchu. So you shouldn't start davening when the people are after the, because after they finish the Amida, and the people, they didn't have a minyan for Baruchu, but now they have a minyan. So what Peres Al Shema means, what they're going to do now, they're going to say the Kaddish, they're going to say Baruchu at the end. They're going to make the Baruchu. So he's saying, then you have to wait for that Baruchu, because even if they say the Baruchu, without a Kaddish, like in the evening, and they'll just say Baruchu without Kaddish, you still have to wait for that, because you didn't hear Baruchu yet, so it's your obligation, just like Kedusha. But if you heard Baruchu, then it doesn't apply. It's only if you didn't hear Baruchu.
If there's not a minyan, and Baruchu wasn't said, you can say, though, the body of, like, the morning prayer, Ma'ariv, Aravim, or...
Sure, that's a blessing. That's separate. That's not part of the... you don't need a minyan for that. Okay. So this is what we're talking about. A person who comes into the shul. So basically what he's telling you, don't put yourself in a position that you can't answer Kedusha, or that you can't say Baruch Hu, or that you can't answer Kaddish when you're davening. You make sure that you answer those things first before you start doing your own Amida, so that you won't be able to answer. Don't start your Amida and then be stuck that you can't answer, because you'll be in the middle of your Amida, you can't answer anything. So he's telling you, don't get yourself in a situation. Don't start your Amida if you see that the Shliach Tzibur is going to say Kedusha, or they're going to say Baruch Hu, or whatever they're going to say over there, that you won't be able to answer if you're davening. Wait till they say it, and then you start davening. That's what he said now. Now he's saying in subsection 2, base. V'im nichnas lebeis haknesses achar Kedusha. If a person enters the shul after Kedusha, so the chazan already said Kedusha, somebody walks into the shul in the middle of the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur. He said Kedusha. So now he's going to tell you something also very important over here. They're basically in the Amida, there's two very important parts in the Amida which you have to make sure that you can respond to. One we said is Kedusha and Okei LaKadosh, the Amen, that you have to make sure. Then there is another spot That's the spot of after the bracha of Shomea Tefillah. We say God listens to our prayer. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. That prayer of Shomea Tefillah is also considered to be of great importance, so that you should not start your davening if you can't answer Amen for that. You have to wait. These are the two places that you have to wait and make sure that you can answer them before you start your own Amida. So if you walk into the shul and they already said Kedusha, so if you can quickly daven your Amida so that you'll finish before they say Shomea Tefillah and you can answer Amen, then you're good. But if not, don't start the Amida. Wait till after Shomea Tefillah to answer the Amen. That's what he says. So if, or so either way, either you came into the shul after Kedusha, or let's say, you know, you came in before, you waited for Kedusha, and now you're ready to do the Amida. He says, don't. Only im yochel ha'aschil v'ligmar ha'chegi ha'shalich tzib l'shmei ha'tfilah b'chdesh yuchel lanus amen ha'chabrich shmei ha'tfilah. If you are able to finish and complete until the shliach tzibur comes to the shmei ha'tfilah so that you can say amen to the blessing of shmei ha'tfilah. So that is also considered the important, the blessing, the Amen on Shomei Tefillah is like Kedusha and Kaddish. So then you spell, then you should go daven. It's okay if you can answer that Amen. But v'im lav al yispalel ad la'achar moedim. Don't start davening until after moedim, because Baruch Shomei Tefillah, then you do already moedim. So basically, and for all practical purposes, people cannot really daven so fast. I don't know, unless there's a real slow chazan up there davening very slow, it's done. So for all practical purposes, just to keep it simple, if you walk in the time when the shliach tzibur is davening, don't start your amida until they finish Shomea Tefillah. They said Kaddish Shomea Tefillah, and only then start, and they say modim, and then you start your amida, so that you will be able to answer the kedusha or answer the shomei tefillah, the amen, because those are considered like kedusha and kaddish.
Wait for the modim,
Yeah. Well, once you're by shomei tefillah, you wait for modim too. You say modim because that comes right after it, and then you can start davening, and then you can start your own amida. So the fact that you won't be able to answer the other amens, that's okay. Basically, you don't have to answer all the amens. That's the two amens that you have to answer. Is after the Rokei LaKodesh and the Shomei HaTefillah plus the Kedusha. So he says, V'chein b'Shabbos v'yomtev u'musav Rosh Chodesh. The same thing will be true on Shabbos and on Yomtev and on Musav Rosh Chodesh. She'ein b'hem amen shol Shomei HaTefillah. There is no amen for Shomei HaTefillah. We don't have that blessing on Shabbos, Yomtev, and Musav. Lo yispalel. Also, see, the moedim is as important as Shomei Tefillah. You can't start unless you can finish before the shatz is moedim. Moedim is also important, because that's why wherever you are, you always say moedim, because moedim is basically the community saying that we thankfully admit to Hashem for all the things, for our lives and everything else. Because he should be able to bow with his friends in modim. For if they kneel or they bend and he doesn't bend with them, you appear as you're denying the one your friends are bowing down to, because everybody is bowing down to God. They're saying modim and they're bowing and you're standing straight. You're appearing like you are not agreeing to what they're doing. Same thing he says is true. Wherever the community bows, like when we say Aleinu, so we bow, everybody, Anachnu Korim, Umishtachavim. Whenever we bow, you must do it together with the community, so you don't come across like everybody else is bowing and you're standing straight. So that would be coming across like you're not going along with what everybody else is doing, that you're denying that. But this is true. the Musaf or the Mincha are filled with Tefillah Shachris. This is true. Okay, one second. No, I skipped it, please. Ruadin, the same thing is true. Im yochel agil lemoidim or laachas mabrochas shesoichim b'hem k'shagia shatz lemoidim. So in other words, sometimes you're going to be doing your own amida, right? But you will be at the same place where the shliach tzibur is up to, so that when he says modim, you'll be saying modim too. So then you won't come across. So he's only telling you to wait, so that you should not be in the middle somewhere and they're doing modim and you're standing up in another place. But if you're going to be and you're going to sort of coordinate it in such a way that when the chazan says modim, you'll be saying modim, then that's okay, because then you're going to...